On our morning get-together, we have Mark Jelenikin here. He is a Bucks season ticket holder. Wanted to get somebody who's a Bucks expert in here to kind of pull apart the trade. So what do you think of the whole Giannis and Bobby trade to Miami?
See, as a Bucks fan, if you look at the business aspect of it, I actually really like the deal. Giannis said he's not going to resign. They couldn't offer an extension till October 1st. And at that point, you really can't do anything. Your trade package you're going to get at the deadline is not going to be very good. Bobby, while a fan favorite along with Giannis, you know, he just signed an extension, so he's still got 3 years under contract at approximately, I don't have it in front of me, that $12 to $15 million a year. So if they do not make any more moves in Miami, it actually is going to hard cap them. So they are not allowed to get a whole lot of other free agents when it opens up after July 6th of this year. So it actually, in a way, hurts Miami. They don't have a lot of outside shooting. With Milwaukee, they actually got a lot younger. They have a lot of young guys under the age of 23. They got Bogey from last year's draft going to come over. They got the two guys in the draft this year, which are potentially could have been top five picks. If we look at this draft in a couple of years, they still got some young guys. They got Usman on a restricted free agent. You could potentially still flip Turner if you want to. You could keep him there as just kind of a vet presence in the locker room. Hero, I could see keeping him. I could see flipping him. There's a lot of teams that need point guards. He's not super expensive this year. He'll be expensive next year. Jaquez, you know, he's okay. He's fine. Ware has a tremendous amount of upside. The big kind of kick against Ware is they say he's lazy. So, I mean, he has tremendous. When he first came into the league, he was known as kind of like a Victor Jr., Victor Wembanyama Jr., not quite to that status, but has all the tools to be that. So maybe getting traded might be something for Ware to be like, hey, I'm running out the end of my contract here. Maybe I need to show something. You got the new coach in Taylor Jenkins, which look what he did in Memphis a couple years ago with that young crew. He got him up to the second seed in the West. You have Ryan Rollins, who is really an up and emerging star, who's going to cost someone a lot of money next summer, but the Bucks have him on a really good deal this year. You had AJ Green on a decent contract. If you want to flip him, that's fine. If you want to keep him, that's fine. You got Kuzma on an expiring deal. You know, the Bucks are not, are they going to win a championship this year? Absolutely not. Are they going to be a fun team to watch? Absolutely. They got a lot younger. They got a lot cheaper. With the Giannis deal, if he's not going to come back, you have to get something out of him. He's going to re-up with Miami. It hard caps Miami. It creates a giant trade exception for the Milwaukee Bucks, so they can actually, going forward, take on a couple of bad contracts from somebody else in the NBA, get another draft pick or two. They could flip another guy for a couple more guys. So will the Bucks be the best team in the NBA this upcoming year? Absolutely not. Will they be a playoff team? If everything breaks right, they might get the sixth seed, but that's if everything goes amazingly well. Will they be fun to watch? I think they're going to be really fun to watch. I mean, you got some big guys, you got some outside shooting, and they have potential going forward with these contracts with a lot of cap room, and that's even taken into account the Dame Lillard wave and stretch. I mean, you got to eat that for four more years. You know, I know why they did it. To make Giannis happy wasn't necessarily the best thing. Not really, but it's not hurting you at this point. You get younger, you get some free agents. Some of the old guys are going to not probably take their player options this year, which I don't think that's a bad thing either. So they're going to be young. They're going to be fun. You know, is it disappointing that Giannis is gone? Yeah. Is he fun to watch? Absolutely. You know, but I think the Bucks are going to be a fun team to watch, you know, without Giannis. Maybe not a lot of wins, but also you're not going to have that tension. You got rid of Doc. Doc was not a coach. Doc was getting paid, and he knew the Bucks had to pay him. So you got rid of him. You got rid of some other issues within the locker room. You have a young reset with Taylor Jenkins. I think they're going to be fun going into this year.
Small market team, you know, and they rarely get mentioned in the national sports unless Giannis was there. Now they probably aren't going to get mentioned at all.
Oh, no, they're not going to get mentioned at all this year. You know, they're going to get mentioned basically when, you know, the Heat come back to Milwaukee for the first time.
Sure.
They're not going to have an all-star on on that team. They're not going to have an all-NBA player. They might have, with their two rookies, one of those guys, or potentially both of them, could make an all-rookie team. They have a tremendous amount of talent. I mean, the guy to Tennessee, Ament, you know, he's 6'9". He's still growing. Going into college last year, he was potentially going to be a top-5 pick. They say he has Durant-like shooting ability. He is not Kevin Durant. Let's just get that straight right off the top. But he has abilities. There's flashes you can see. The point guard out of Arizona, he kind of plays a 1-2, so he's not a true point guard. But, I mean, he is a great pickup at 10. He should have been gone about 6. He's still there at 10. Great pickup by Milwaukee. Why he got by everyone else, I don't know. Is he going to be fun to watch? Absolutely. I think it's going to be a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah, and generally they haven't had great success with their picks. That's why I was a little leery, because you look back at some of the names, I was looking back only, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years, and I'm like, who?
Oh, yeah, you look at these guys. They have not had a draft pick pick up the extension. There is a caveat on this, except last year with Chris Livingston, who they actually cut to create space, but then they re-signed him, and then they cut him again. So he actually picked up his rookie extension, but that was the first draft pick they've had in a while. So is John Horst the best guy in the draft? No, not necessarily. But if you look at it, the Bucks haven't had a lottery pick in quite a while since, what, like Jabari Parker? I mean, they hit for a while, and Jabari Parker was a great player. You know, he just got hurt. They had Dante DiVincenzo that they picked in the first round. Really good player. Actually was on their title team. Got hurt in the first round of the playoffs that year. There was a little tension there between he and the team. They traded him. Time I didn't like it. I still don't like it. Dante's quite a player. But outside of that, I mean, they've had some pretty bad picks. They've gone for a lot of potential upside swings. Like a Marshawn Beauchamp, where, oh, he could develop into these things. So they're not even saying with these two draft picks this year, they could develop into something. They're saying they already are fairly decent. They should get some play. They should start a few games. Kind of depends on what they do with Hero and Kuzma and Jang, on how much playing time they actually do get. And then when you bring back Bogey, you know, Bogey was kind of a stash last year. Went out and watched him in summer league. He was pretty raw last year, but he was the MVP of his European league this summer. They said he put on some muscle. He looks pretty good. You know, is he an all-NBA player? No. Is he probably a decent rotational player for the Bucks this year? Yeah, he'll probably come off the bench. He should be okay. You know, so it'll be a fun team to watch. They're going to be really, really young. So there's going to be some nights they look really great, and there's going to be some nights that they look really young and do a lot of dumb things. But with the coaching staff, with Taylor Jenkins there, I think they're going to be just fine.
Well, this is certainly a history-making moment in Wisconsin, because one of the most beloved characters in all of Wisconsin sports history is Giannis Antetokounmpo. What about you? Famous Giannis moment, favorite Giannis moment from some of the games that you saw in person?
The favorite Giannis moment was Game 6. So my son and I were actually inside in Game 6, watched the 50-point game when they put it up. That was amazing. Still got videos on my phone of my wife and niece were outside in the mass of the 80,000, but to just watch that. Also, we went back for his 20,000th point. We actually got tickets that night, sat actually right next to the bench, post-secondary market against not a great team. Dallas only suited up 8 guys that night, so it was a great game to go and watch. So to watch him do that. But yeah, there was a lot of fun moments with Giannis, and just to watch the freak nature of, there's no way a human being should be able to pull that off.
Right, exactly. Well, thanks for your insight, Mark. We appreciate that. So you're not going to turn in your season tickets then?
Nope. We still have season tickets. They're different seats than we've had in the past. Actually, there should be some on the Radio Grace auction. Ooh. Coming up. So actually they're in the second deck. First row in the second deck, so those should be coming up soon.
Good. We'll talk about that during the Grace auction then. Thanks so much for that, and have a great day, Mark.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Mark Jelinek joining us here on WRCO.